Red Film Radio, Torino Gay and Lesbian Film Festival, Italy.
Red Film Radio at the Lovers Film Festival in Torino. I'm Angelo Acerbi and I'm here with Patricia Potter. Hello, Patricia.
Hello, Angelo.
Lead actress of the film Just Charlie, which is just playing now. The film is about this girl trapped in a kid's body that wants to become a girl because he feels himself being a girl, and all the struggle that the family has to go through this in this process. You play the mother. How difficult was it for you to be really able to act like his mother?
Oh, well, that's a really easy question to answer because Harry is incredibly easy to love. He's a beautiful boy inside and out and a fantastic actor. And he was still very little when we made the film. He was 14. And I think incredibly brave to go so deeply into the soul of Charlie and find this character, find this boy, and bring him and then her to life. And so it was really easy to play his mum. I loved him very deeply, and I still do.
How did you all prepare for the role? Did you make rehearsals? Were the how did you plunge yourself into the role?
That's the right word, to plunge. We didn't rehearse, actually. We talked a great deal on set. And Rebecca is an amazing director because she gives time on the day to find the way to play it. You never felt under pressure. But also I think that's a great credit to our writer, Peter Machin, because when something is written so beautifully,
it's easier
for you. Easy. It you feel you don't even really need to learn the lines because they happen so naturally. So we were incredibly lucky with that combination of people. And of course with Scott and Harry and Eleanor being so wonderful to react and act and play with. It was wonderful.
The film is about an issue that is really common in movies in the last like couple of years. Mm. The festivals, or even the gay, not only the gay and lesbian festival, but the like, general festival.
Yeah.
Play programs, they receive tons of movies about misplaced identities, let's say. You know, people that are born a male, but they feel like being a woman. And the main problem always is how to tell the world that you are this and how to cope with the reaction of the world, because Charlie in the movie has to cope with this, to bear on his shoulders the fact that maybe this declaration will break apart his family.
Sure.
So feel guilty
also
about that too.
The cruelty of other children, you know, the cruelty of your peers, the misunderstanding in society. I think there are many films being made about this now because it's an incredibly important and pressing issue that only feels really, in the last few years, this small outlet has suddenly become a wave and is getting greater and greater momentum, and more people feel confident to tell their stories. And, you know, as with Pride, as with any group that feels their voice needs to be heard and that perhaps society is not prepared to listen, you have to shout. And I'm so glad that you say that there are lots of these stories
coming out. Yeah,
there
are lots of stories about in that tenor of the kind of story, maybe with different way of being told, maybe some lighter, some darker, but still the same issue. And the thing to the quality of your film is that at the end of the day, at the end of it, even if the drama has unrolled, you feel like that there is a way of putting things together again.
That's one of the things I love about the film, is that it's not misery the whole way through. It's challenging, because Charlie's story is challenging for him and for his family. But it's hopeful, and I think it's, again, important for maybe people of Charlie's age, the 14, 15-year-olds, the 13-year-olds even, the people who are starting to question their gender identity, to be able to watch a movie where there is hope. I think that's really important.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, watching the movie, I thought about that. It was like logical that the mom, I mean, your character was more accepting, while the dad was completely against. He had a struggle within a struggle for him.
Yeah, it's interesting that, isn't it? Because I don't really understand why one person would be more accepting than another person. I think it's personality rather than gender, one would hope. Because people are all individuals, aren't they? And I think that it's easy to pigeonhole people in terms of gender. Mm. But in this story, it happens that the mother tries harder to support her child, and the father can't, for a long time, find a way to do that. Yeah.
Do you think it's more a question of male stubbornness or male pride?
I suppose it can be, but I know lots of women who are incredibly stubborn.
so it's not obvious. Let's say.
I don't know. I mean, maybe traditionally one believes that men are more macho with regard to gender and sexuality, and women more accepting. But truly, I would hope that it comes down to individual people, doesn't it? And what their parents have taught them and the environment in which they grew up.
You're right, because actually watching the movie, even if you get angry with the father right away, because it's like a kind of an immediate reaction against him, but it's really understandable, you know?
Yeah.
It's probably, if you're older, you can understand it. Maybe not accept it, but you can understand it.
Sure.
But you can imagine how difficult could it be on a child, because looking at his own father that refuses him.
Of course.
And Harry, I think that the actor playing Charlie, is great in this, because he actually make you feel the pain.
The pain, yeah. Because every child needs the approval of their father. Every boy, every girl. You know, I always look to my father for approval, even now, and I'm 42.
This is a never-ending story.
And, you know, to not have that is very wounding, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So I think the mother, Sue, she understands that. She's a sensitive soul, and I think she gets it, and she knows that she has to stand up and support him.
The thing is that you feel that she's suffering a lot, but she wants to fight the suffering, not to be overwhelmed by it. She wants to get over it.
I think one of the most excruciating parts of the film is when her mother asks not to see them anymore. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, the father is more upset by that, and Sue, the mother, is just incredibly angry.
Yeah, she's just
angry. And she says, fine, she can be like that then, you know, we won't see her. It's difficult, yeah.
How would you react? Well, now you know how you could react, because you play...
Do you know what? I have two children. Mm. I have 7-year-old twins. Mm. My daughter won't wear a single item of female clothing, even down to her pants, which have pirates and, you know, skull and crossbones on them. And my son is incredibly sensitive and more theatrical. I really hope that I am able to support them in whatever choices they make in their lives. But I think what's interesting, though, about watching people interviewed about her parents of transgender children, and one of the things that is said again and again is that you grieve for the child that you've lost at the same time as wanting to welcome the child that you gain. So even though it's the same person, fundamentally, if you're used to having a daughter, you have to come to terms with then having a son. Vice versa.
And maybe there's also kind of a fraction of fear of what can happen to him or her.
Yeah, you want to protect
them. Because you cannot protect them. Because you don't know. You don't know how... And
that's touched on in the film, you know, the cruelty of the children at school.
And this is why those films are really important, because they teach the parents too, that society can be acceptable, can be accepting.
Oh gosh.
So they don't have to be
absolutely
so afraid and so protective too much.
Yeah. But honestly, the more we talk about it, the more normalized it becomes.
Absolutely.
Then the better for everybody. Because, and I mean, I've always felt this about sexual politics and, you know, about all of these things. You know, what you get up to in the privacy of your house with a consenting adult is absolutely nobody else's business. So why people choose to make it their business is completely beyond my understanding.
Many, many reasons of frustrations or whatever.
Well,
we don't know.
Religion, upbringing,
is,
all these things.
Exactly,
but
exactly.
The point is that for the gay community, the last few decades, there's been a huge shift in attitude. And that's because they are out and they are proud and there are things like Pride and there are festivals. And I think for the transgender community, it's incredibly important to apply the same pressure to society that the gay community has so successfully
done.
Because
at the end of the day, society and the common people are more advanced in politics. So it's easier, you know, politics will follow.
I think it's also the environment in which you find yourself. Just on a slightly different note, I feel lucky enough to live in London and in a very diverse part of London, very multicultural. The children go to a school where there are 27 languages spoken and there's every kind of colour, race, creed. Mm. And for them, it's normal. They are unshockable.
Yeah.
That is totally their normality. And whereas our parents' generation have had to come to terms with the face of Britain changing during the course of their lifetime. So the point is that people who tend to live in those mixed communities are very accepting of immigration, they're very accepting of different communities, and everybody rubs along quite well together, living very closely. It's as you come out of the big cities and to the more remote parts of the country where, funnily enough, people have more space, they have better housing, but they don't have a mixed community, that you get more reservations about outsiders or people that they don't understand or gay people or transgender people. You know, it's really about your environment so much.
Yeah, the more influences you are from the outside, the more open you are.
Exactly.
The longer you stay.
I mean, it's
in
obvious,
your,
isn't it?
It's obvious, but it's not that obvious. Anyway.
Stupidly stating the obvious. Trying to sound profound.
Well, but it is obvious and profound at the same time, actually. Well, thank you very much, Patricia.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank
Patricia
you
Potter
so much.
From the film Just Charlie, from the Lovers Film Festival in Torino, Angela Cerbi, Fred from Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.